This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. I'm sure you've heard of or you might know what coding is, but for those of you who aren't quite sure, here's the most basic level. Coding is how we communicate with computers and what we use to build and run websites, apps, video games. And learning to code is like learning how to speak and write a new language. And this is a good skill to have because according to code.org, 71% of all new STEM jobs are in computing, but only 8% of STEM graduates are in computer science. So the odds are if you put your kid in something like this, they're going to have a good career. Joining us live in studio today are Peter Rees. He is the Associate Dean of Extended Studies at Boise State University. And Mark Wojcik. He is the Program Director for the College of Innovation and Design at Boise State. And they're here today to talk about a new program about bringing coding into the K-12 system. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you very much.
So talk to me about the new program. It's called OnRamp, correct?
Yes, that's right. OnRamp is a program for educator professional development, and it's K-12 educators, and what they're doing is integrating coding into their classrooms using Apple's Everyone Can Code curriculum.
And why is it important, Peter, to bring a program like this into our K-12 system?
Well, I think if we can expose the kids to coding early on in their life, the likelihood that they'll be able to apply it to a career pathway or doing something important to their lives to better their community is really critical. And so getting this technology and the training in the hands of teachers is really the best way to spread that information and knowledge and skill base out to the world.
So you've been training teachers. What's it like to have teachers learn this? Because why I ask this is I've got a kid going into sixth grade and he can code and it's no thing. There's no way I could do this. Well, what's the reaction from teachers?
Well, the teachers have taken to it just like that. They've been I was blown away with how quickly they grasped it. They took it on. Apple brought mentors in. We have programs, students from our GIM program who are helping alongside and getting them up to speed. But really the focus, you know, we're talking about coding a lot, but this is really about community challenges, solving problems in communities, bringing creative solutions to it. And so coding is the vehicle for that. But it's all those things coming together. And so when you get a challenge that people can rally around, the coding is just incidental to getting that done.
Well, and one of the things that I was reading about with OnRamp is that part of it is it's teaching life skills. Mm-hmm. So I don't put life skills and coding together. So talk to me about how that works.
Yeah, I think, you know, coding itself, as Mark said, is really the tool and the vehicle to get there. But if we can't apply the skill to something, I think that's where it becomes problematic. And so the life skill here is really to experience a challenge given to us by one of our community representatives, and then to be able to think about that thing with empathy and creative solutions, and then use technology then to help solve that thing. And so that life skill there is really problem solving underneath it all. And there's a good bit of being a good citizen around helping the community expand and improve.
So how many teachers have you trained thus far?
Well, there are 13 educators in the program, as well as 8 educators from Idaho Digital Learning Alliance. So we're working on this program. So Boise State is working with CWI and IDLA on this. And so those educators are coming together. Some will be doing this in the classroom with their students this fall. The IDLA team will be developing an online version of this course so it can go statewide in the fall of 2020, so a year from now.
And so is the goal to try to get this into every school district in Idaho at some point?
Yes, I think in the long term, that would be a fantastic opportunity if we can do that. And so building it at this point locally and with the school districts that we have involved and then being able to put it online so that everybody can take advantage of it, that's ultimately the goal.
Because as I said in the beginning of this, I mean, coding is the future when it comes to kids of today having lucrative careers in the future. So is this truly critical for kids to learn, Mark?
Yeah, I think that everybody's going to need to know something about it. Whether or not you're a coder or the best coder, you need to know how to speak that language.
Mm. Right?
So there are many jobs related to tech and our day-to-day lives that involve coding and understanding that. And like Pete said, problem-solving skills, language skills, logical thinking, all of those things are products of learning any language. Music is a language, math is a language. coding is a language, or many languages.
I want to thank you both for coming in today. We've got to wrap this up. We've been talking with Peter Rees, the Associate Dean of Extended Studies at Boise State, and Mark Wojcik with the College of Innovation and Design about the new program OnRamp. Thank you both for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Tuesday. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.